two vases stood out to me, so I picked them up. And one of them, I noticed that it was etched with a name, and it was stamped Hiroshima, and I felt that that was actually kind of important, and so I purchased them for $2 a piece.
Yvette Lee took the two 8-inch vases home. Upon closer examination, she noticed that both pieces were inscribed with the words atomic wear, and she wondered if they could somehow be linked to the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima.
On both of these vases, they are inscribed with S. Hamai, mayor of Hiroshima, and I did a little research. So Shinzo Hamai was deputy mayor of Hiroshima in 1945 when the bombing took place. And in 1947, he was elected by popular vote to be the mayor. And in 1947, he started the Hiroshima Peace Festival.
Lee had no way of verifying the origin, age, or authenticity of the two vases, but asked third-year UH Manoa PhD student Tokikake E to look at them. E is studying nuclear cultural history and says the 1945 bombing and the nuclear meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant following the March 11, 2011 tsunami are connected.
What came out from the early 1950s period promotion of peace was the use of nuclear energy as a source of power plant energy rather than a weapon, and Japan passed a law that would allow the creation of the first nuclear power plant in Tokaimura. So that sort of legacy still exists in the wake of the 311 disaster.
E says the vases, in different shades of green, evoke physical and spiritual messages to remind succeeding generations of the destructive nature of nuclear power and energy. Big Island representative Mark Nakashima is a longtime friend of Yvette Lee. He hand-carried the vases to Japan last week during his participation in the 20th anniversary of the Hawaii-Hiroshima Sister State celebration.
In Hiroshima, you know, we will be meeting with the governor of Hiroshima Prefecture as well as the mayor of Hiroshima City. So I think that I will bring up the fact that I have these vases with both of them and look for some of their guidance in terms of who I might speak to find the right home for these vases.
Nakashima left the pottery with the director of the International Relations Division of the City of Hiroshima, where a museum curator will do further research on them. Meanwhile, Lee says whatever the outcome, she believes the vases were put in her custody for a reason and that in light of a heightened threat of nuclear attack by North Korea, her mission is now complete.
One of my greatest fears was that if they did end up in the wrong hands, they would just sell them and keep them for themselves and not share them with the rest of the world. I don't know. I feel that this is very important, especially in this time right now.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.